Let's crack on with the quiz anyway. Regardless, we will power through as a team. And let's go for pub quiz team names first. Sam, what are you thinking?
I'm struggling because I didn't think of one. So I've gone for a quote from Harry Styles.
Oh, very nice.
Which is his view on Brexit from the weekend. It's the opposite of my world.
Opposite of my world. Fair enough. Did anyone else see the pictures of Harry Styles in the Times?
Are these ones with the silk trousers?
Yeah, silk trousers.
Now, I'm not a fan of this, right? Because, frankly, if you're wearing a suit, you put a shirt on. Now, I can understand not putting a jacket on. I can even understand not putting the pants on to some extent. But not having the shirt is an absolute disgrace.
He's trying to be Mick Jagger, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's
but why just put on a shirt,
you
man?
Mean?
You're in the Telegraph.
He's got a shirt on, hasn't he?
No.
He's got a shirt on here.
Has he? That must be the...
I thought you were going to say you can't wear double silk. It's like double
denim.
Can't
wear double silk.
It'd be like pyjamas.
Danny wears double silk every day, don't you?
I tell you what,
couldn't wear those pants down in Bradford, could you, Danny?
No, you won't.
Dan Flares.
You won't get around with that. You won't get around with that. Andy Lawson, what about your pub quiz team name?
I've given my team name Virtue Zero Thought, but suddenly I was struck by inspiration. So Wagner's Warriors will win Wednesday.
Inspiration. As by magic as well, we can have the theme tune back again. So that's nice, isn't it? See, that's the theme.
Lovely.
That's what we were after. I went for a BAFTA one, along the lines of the BAFTAs. You know, popular culture and all that. The Crown, the Netflix series, didn't win.
Yeah,
great show, though.
Great show. Didn't win anything, though. So I went for anti-disestablishment Aryanism.
Amazing.
Thank you.
I like that.
Oh, there we go. We're in. I might have a winner for the...
Harry Styles, though. Cat swooning.
And spell anti-disestablishment, then all the rest of it for me.
What's that, sorry?
Spell it.
I'm all right, cheers. To be fair, Zane's my favourite, just in case anyone was wondering.
Bradford?
Oh, I like so
high.
Let's go for number one, shall we, Kat?
Why will Fernando Alonso be absent from the Monaco Grand Prix in a couple of weeks?
Mm. I think I've heard this.
I don't know.
Monaco. See, I don't have a clue. Oh, I know this one. Wait, do I?
I don't have a clue. Oh, I know it.
You should know it.
If you watched the Grand Prix yesterday, you'd know it.
That's me out then.
There was Challenge Cup action. There was football on the telly. Huddersfield were on the telly.
Exactly.
I can say I enjoyed it.
Massive go-karts. Not having that. I'm a bit lost with this one.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I've not got a clue.
I think I've got it, but I might not have it. Catch you go for number two.
Who was Spurs' first match against at White Hart Lane in 1899?
I definitely know this.
1899. My birth year.
I can't remember if they're original founders. I can't remember if they were original members of the Football League.
Well, there's no, I forgot the word. They said university challenge. No conferring.
Well, fair enough, mate.
You'll kick yourself when you find out who it is, I think. I'm 99% sure I know this one.
Fair enough. Let's go for number three, shall we, Kat?
Since 1896, the beginning of the modern Olympics, which two countries are the only ones that have participated in every single year of the Summer Olympics?
So which two countries?
Yeah. Summer Olympics.
Since
1896.
I mean, this is just, for me, it's just a wild guess of just naming countries, this.
Yeah, same. I'm trying to think countries that existed.
Is this
well.
Countries who've always had the same name, or is this countries who've maybe...
Yeah, they've always had the same name.
Oh, is it? Right, okay.
Are they large countries? Are they small countries?
Northern Hemisphere? Southern Hemisphere? Fair enough, let's go for number four, shall we? The general knowledge part of the quiz.
What was POTUS Trump registered as from 2001 to 2009?
Sorry, can you say that one more time?
What was President Trump registered as from 2001 to 2009?
Registered as?
Yeah.
So, like, as a person? Or?
Yeah, it's not a controversial one like last week.
I'm really confused
registered
by that question.
Confused.
What's what?
Yeah.
He's registered as something from 2001 to 2009.
What, like a...
I can't say anymore.
Like Danny's a broadcaster. Like,
oh, thank
thing.
You.
amateur.
There we go. Like Icarus flew too close to the sun.
Like that kind of thing, like your profession.
No.
I'm so confused by this question.
Yeah.
I'm baffled.
It's not your profession and it's not a criminal charge.
Right, I've written something down. It will be wrong, but I'm at least attempting.
You see, where do you register it?
Where do you register this thing?
I can give you no further information.
Oh, well.
This is like the best question ever.
You might know this next one anyway.
Let's go for number five, shall we, Kat?
What is Cookie Monster's real name?
Denny, you're laughing like you know, like this is a maniacal laugh.
I really don't. It's more of a just... I thought it was something in my head, and I thought it was funny, so I put it down.
I just feel sad for him that no one's ever called him his name, really.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Still, he'll be swimming in millions, won't he, from the rights to his name and image. Anyway, how are you feeling so far, guys?
Not great.
No, I've got one. I'm confident I've definitely got one. But beyond that, no, forget it.
Sam?
Not really. I could be close on some, but I don't know if I've actually got any points.
Well, Darren looks confident. He just popped his head through the glass and he was like, yep, I've got this one. So we'll be back and we'll have a good look at all the answers right after this. That time where we find out if all that hard work during the song has paid off. Andy and Sam, not overly confident. It seems like a harder quiz this week, Kat.
Well, it was a flying by the whatever it's called.
As Shakespeare said.
Yeah.
anyway, let's go for the pub quiz team names first, Kat.
I'll give it to Andy because there's a chance you might not be a winner on Wednesday. So I'll give you a win now.
Oh, harsh, Kat. Thank you.
I can't remember the last time I won the pub quiz team names.
I hope you do win.
Thank you, Kat. I hope we win as well. Desperately.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go for the quiz, shall we? Kat's go for number one.
Why will Fernando Alonso be absent from the Monaco Grand Prix?
Sam.
His girlfriend / wife is having a baby.
No.
Andy.
He dislikes small nations.
What?
What literally, that? I have no other clue
that's,
why
that's,
he dislikes tournaments.
He will not go to the Vatican City.
No, exactly.
No matter how
much
you try.
No chance.
Wow. I got his in the Indy 500 in the NASCAR.
You are right.
What?
Yes. Happy days. Because Jenson Button's going to be there instead.
Sorry, who?
Jenson Button.
You sound like Bunton. Jenson
Button. Yeah,
like Emma Bunton's brother or something.
Well, that's fair enough. Call him Baby Driver. Anyway, let's go for number two, shall we, Kat?
Who was Spurs' first match against at White Hart Lane in 1899?
Andy, since you're so convinced.
Okay, well, they're from a city of two teams. One is red and to do with trees. The other one is Nottinghamshire County.
Right. What did you go for?
Well, I went for Bolton Wanderers.
I've Preston North End.
Notts County.
Hey. Yeah, no, I knew. I'd actually seen that on social media. They had flags made for, like, White Hart Lane last game flag and first game flag. So.
Well, was it a good game, Andy?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I imagine. We should have asked Darren Harper, though, from Breakfast. He'd have a better idea of that.
That's fair enough. Let's go for number three, shall we, Kat?
Since 1896, the beginning of the modern Olympics, which are the only two countries that have participated in every single summer games?
Sam.
Germany.
Oh.
Great Britain.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Andy?
Pure guesswork from me, USA and the glorious nation of Kazakhstan. Again, Borat. That's what came to my mind.
You've been having blue smarties today.
Look you're giving me, certainly.
I was actually a bit thrown with this one, but I thought it's got to be two Western European nations. So I went for Germany and France.
Who invented the Olympics, guys?
Greece.
Romans.
Greece and Australia.
I said that so patronised.
No, but come on, Greece. I thought one of you would have said Greece.
Well, I don't know, because they want a country for a while.
It was the modern Olympics, isn't it?
Yeah.
Still it drops out.
Carry on, does it?
I apologise for patronising
you. From that break in the 1600s, you know, when they couldn't get together. Fair enough then. I thought you got it right as well there, Sam. I think it's
yeah, I thought
the
that
cat
was good.
Said nothing. I was like,
I know, yeah, that's another cat's trick.
Yeah,
I get one right. She goes, hmm.
Let's go for number four, shall we, Kat?
Simon Cowell thing. What was President Trump registered as from 2001 to 2009?
Andy.
King of Trumpton.
Probably.
You really are giving me odd looks here, Danny.
I'm just so lost because you usually give it a good go, but I'm liking the funny answers today, Andy. I'm liking them. I went for bankrupt.
No.
I went for celebrity.
Democrat.
Smarter than my smart answer. I'll give you that.
I still think King of Trumpton would have been better.
Fair enough then, fair enough. Catch you up for number five.
What is Cookie Monster's real name?
Barry.
Get out.
And then I thought Barry Bannon, that's why I couldn't stop laughing. I don't know why. I don't know why I thought Barry Bannon, but I did. Sheffield Wednesday player. Sam, should go for number five.
Kevin Cookson.
That would be good.
Oh, dearie me.
It's not right.
Only brand of cookies I could think of was Maryland, so I said Maryland.
Smart. He's a real person, Andy. His name's Sid.
Barry, oh, get out.
Yeah, but is it Sid Maryland or just Sid?
Yeah, what's his second name, Kat?
I think he's decided not to publish that.
Just like Prince?
Yeah.
Sid. Fair enough, then. Fair enough. Let's count up, then. Let's count up, see how we've done. One for me. Which puts me on to 10. Purify the whiteboard, by the way. That's why they're all crossed out numbers.
Right.
From last week's show.
But there's also already a 10 on there.
Already on 10?
Where?
I don't know, that's what it says. Yeah,
there's 10 written there.
Means I'm on 11 then. Means I'm on 11.
Ooh.
RSW, who Andy Lawson's played for today, how many get today, Andy?
Today, two.
Two?
Yeah. Team name and Notts County.
I'm being let down by the team name section here. I'm going to be an independent adjudicator. Sam?
I got zero.
You got zero?
What?
No,
you got
nothing.
Nailed.
You've never got zero.
I don't know.
Unbelievable.
No more holidays for you.
I'm right on your tail now, Sam. Right on your tail now. Plus, Tom McGlow was in for you last week, so he didn't do you any favours.
Why?
There was no one else in.
His answers were perplexing as well.
It was so funny. Honestly, I've never been so confused in my entire life. So, yeah, next time, instead of Tom McGuire, I'll just
next time take a holiday, I need to get clever people in.
So she spoke of University Challenge doing it. Oh, it's just in the cover, Sam. Fair enough.
The guy after the chase, the beast guy.
Oh, can we get Monkman in? Get Eric Monkman. He's ace.
Oh, he is brilliant.
He's great.
Yeah, University Challenge legends.
Oh, he's great. Well, we need him in. We need him in, Sam.
But we need the cameras on, though, for all the facial expressions, which are spectacular.
That's true. That'd be great. I'm willing to sacrifice the points for that. Yeah. Anyway, as always, guys, thanks a lot.
Thank you.